Today is my last day in Toronto. I've just almost reached the end of a 3-week visit from London. I've been on holiday and trying to relax and enjoy myself and have done quite well at that, although I've been so busy. In some ways I haven't really relaxed, but it's been great seeing friends and family. And now the next hurdle will be getting back to London. I leave Friday morning at, I'll have to leave the house at about 5:30 in the morning to get to the airport, and then I think my flight leaves at about 8:30 in the morning, and by the time I get into London, with the 5 hours added on, the 5-hour time difference, by the time I get home, it'll be about 9 or 10 o'clock at night. And the key for combating jet lag will be to go to sleep right away and then wake up in the morning and not to let myself sleep through into the afternoon. This can be deadly. It can be the thing that ends up pitching me into an interminable battle with jet lag for more than a week if I sleep too long in the daytime.